This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The only national radio show where you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cody.
And we're joined by Bitcoin Ben. Ian, I just now became aware of this exciting story, so I think it's probably best if you introduce him and fill us in.
Yeah, I just became aware of Bitcoin Ben here as well within the last couple of weeks when it was brought to my attention that he's going to be kicking off a Bitcoin tour. And he's a professional driver, I believe. Ben, are you a long-haul driver? You going cross-country?
I was a truck driver.
You were?
I actually retired into cryptocurrencies.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm all in.
Very cool. So, but you're hitting the road again, and you're kicking off from where your home base is. Where are you at?
I am in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm going all around the country. I'm hitting California, Las Vegas, Texas, Florida, New Jersey, then going to land right back here in St. Louis.
And what is the plan here, to essentially live off of Bitcoin as you do this? Because I just today found out about the Bitcoin family, which essentially did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except, I mean, they're a family, and, you know, so they're doing family-friendly things.
Like John Bush, was it that one?
I don't remember their names.
Well, anyway, yeah, so what is the plan? Are you going to be meeting people, spreading the word about crypto? What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, I host a show on YouTube, Amazon, Roku, all these other platforms, every day, 9 a.m. in the morning.
And what is the show called?
It's actually called, I'm very creative, it's called The Bitcoin Ben Show.
Okay. Easy to remember. I like it.
Yeah, and this tour is actually kind of a combination between raising awareness and adoption of cryptocurrency, and also kind of giving a middle finger to the man for making us or telling us or suggesting that we wear masks. And so the name of the tour is actually Blockchain Unmasked.
Yeah, when I heard about that, I'm like, all right, we got to have this guy on to talk about this, because it's, you know, it's one thing to go and do a Bitcoin tour. That's been done before. It's certainly not a new concept to go around the country and make stops and promote crypto. And then that on its own is a cool thing. But to also take a position which is relatively unpopular, at least seemingly unpopular, certainly in the cities these days, and then to kick it off by going to California, of all places, which is probably one of the least friendly places as far as freedom is concerned. You're flying into the hornet's nest here, Bitcoin Ben.
Well, yeah, I have a theory that if you want to change the world, you got to get out in it.
Sure.
And I view California as, I don't view them as ruined. I view them as needing rescued. And they need to hear other people say no.
Yeah.
And if they don't have anyone there that's going to say no, I'll ship myself in and I'll gladly say no.
Awesome. Right. I like it. A lot of times it only does take one person being willing to say no for everyone else to say, hey, you know what? I wanted to say no as well. I just didn't have
just
the courage
waiting.
To. So giving people courage to say no, I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of like that one guy in the Hitler picture where everyone else is Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler, I guess.
Right.
And he
they're doing the Roman salute, the arm outstretched. The Roman salute is, I believe, what it's called.
That's right. Right. Well, I don't. Actually, you're right. It is the Roman salute.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. It's very fascist.
But there's this picture of this one guy who is standing and not doing it.
In a crowd of thousands or however many hundreds of
people. I mean, realistically, he was probably put to death for that. But, I mean, the alarming thing is that, I mean, no one joined him.
No, that's true. It was pretty deep. The whole society was obviously pretty deep in that incarnation.
I think we're going to find that in California.
I don't know.
Well, I think that Bitcoin Ben is going to find it.
Hopefully Bitcoin Ben can get out of California and doesn't get thrown into a jail cell.
Yeah, I know you kind of want to save the place, but I've been having the feeling that they're a lost cause and have been for many, many years.
Do they want to be saved?
I don't think they want to be saved. At least Southern California, at least maybe. I mean, where are you going in California?
That's
a large, large state.
I am going to Orange, California this Saturday.
Okay.
And oh, wow, so you're kicking this off soon.
He's going tonight, right? You're leaving ASAP.
I leave tomorrow morning. Yep.
Wow.
And it's all about freedom. Cryptocurrency originally and still is mostly about freedom. And I'm a libertarian, I call myself an extreme libertarian. And it's hard to argue against your own freedom. So,
Ben, it sounds like, are you going to hit New Hampshire on this tour, perhaps as your final destination?
You've got to.
I will be swinging by there. I think Ian and I actually talked about swinging by and hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, I told him because he hadn't heard about what we got going on here.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, if you're going to be on a Bitcoin tour, you got to come to the crypto mecca. You got to come to Keene at the very least, if not Portsmouth and Keene up here.
Oh, yeah. I will go anywhere where there is a need or want for cryptocurrency, which basically means anywhere in the world. Last year, I actually hold the world's record, Guinness?
The Guinness Book of World Records, yeah.
Yep, world's largest cryptocurrency meetup.
Really?
Wow. And, I actually set that record last year in Texas, with about 900 people, and it was all for charity.
Wow.
And it's once people wrap their heads around that the key to our slavery is the currency we hold our labor value in, then they start to get it. If we transact in a currency that is controlled by the government, we're controlled by the government. If we hold our labor value in a decentralized cryptocurrency that we earn and produce amongst our own community, then we are free.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that can be that can be overstated. It's super important that people come across the understanding that the money that they use is critically important to what they're empowering out there. Or do you want to empower the state? Use their money. Do you want to empower individuals? Use free money like cryptocurrency.
Yeah, if people understand, if the Bitcoin had, I mean, if the government actually had to have Bitcoin or a currency of value to pay for its bombs and its wars and stuff, it would have to stop it very quick, because most people are not going to turn over the amount of money the government needs in order to pay for these things if it's actually costing them. So the government just inflates the currency to get around that.
Exactly. And really, whenever you think about currency, it's a shared illusion. That's all it really is we all agree on what we should use. Well, the government makes us agree because, number one, they've generationally brainwashed us into this idea that we've got to use the dollar. And it's just not true. It's a lie, which most things coming out of the government is.
It absolutely is. Ben, do you have time to stick around with us for another segment?
No bother, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. This 855-450-FREE, as in mask freedom. We're talking with Bitcoin Ben about Bitcoin Unmasked, a national tour that he's going on. Stay tuned for more.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live with Aria, Ian, and Conan. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. And what's on my mind right now is Divi, who is one of the sponsors of our show. Ben, I'm told that Divi is also sponsoring your tour. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I have a complicated question for you then. What's your favorite thing about Divi?
The one-click masternode, no question.
Absolutely. They did make that really simple. You can go to diviproject.org to find out more about them. That's diviproject.org. Ben is right. They do have a one-click masternode where you can start earning Divi, and you can also stake your Divi. There's a lottery for, you know, random giveaways. It's awesome. Check it out, diviproject.org, diviproject.org. So you're kicking off your tour in St. Louis, which is where you're at right now, and you're going, you're not building up to it, you're going straight into the hornet's nest that is California.
Yes.
Jumping right into the deep end.
Well, he's saving the best part for last. He's coming to New Hampshire later.
To cool off. To rest, to relax.
To wash off the California.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I've always thought that you go where the problems are at.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't just leave our, because there are libertarians in California. I've met them.
Yep.
And so I'm heading out to California, like I said, in Las Vegas. I'm going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can actually find the locations where you find me. And you've never had such a good time as with coming to one of my events. It's basically chicken wings and beer and freedom.
You can't beat that. I mean, that sounds great.
Now, you mentioned chicken wings. We were actually just during the break talking about the spicy food that we ate earlier. How hot are your chicken wings?
As I get older, I can't handle the super hot ones. Plus, I usually put ranch on mine.
Okay.
I love chicken wings with ranch.
So are you going to different chicken wing places in the different states? Is that how the tour is going?
That's not my goal, but that will definitely happen. I guarantee it. I guarantee there won't be a chicken wing left in California.
We have a few places here in Kenya, at least one I know of, that you can buy chicken wings with Bitcoin.
Maybe.
Well, don't they have them at Thirsty Owl?
If it's still here. When he comes here, they're having trouble. There was a landlord-tenant dispute today involving that particular location, but that's another story for another time. So, Bitcoin Ben, you're hitting the road. Your website, if people want to follow along with you, is bitcoinben.io, and you also have a YouTube channel on which you will be broadcasting from the road?
Yes. Yep. Every day. When I'm on the road, I'll probably do my regular show at 9 a.m. Central, which will be every day at 9 a.m. Then I'll probably do a show in the evening. And every location I go to, I'll shoot a live show. And you'll be – the crowds are always amazing.
Now, Ben, you're calling it Bitcoin Unmasked. I assume this means you don't intend to wear a mask as you visit these places.
No, there won't be any masks.
Have you ever worn a mask in the last year?
I wore one once, but I told my wife I didn't like it, and I yelled out our safety word.
Excellent answer.
No, I don't.
Right on.
I'm curious how, like, this is going to play out day to day as you go to California, not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I don't really worry about it because freedom is, you don't ask for freedom. You just live your life in a free way. And then if people challenge your freedom, if you understand the true foundation of sovereignty, they don't want you in a courtroom.
I agree entirely, but the state apparatus is powerful, and it's almost stronger in California than it is anywhere else, and it's got a lot of support out there. I look forward to the daily updates, though. I do. Will you be putting these out on Twitter or anywhere where someone who's curious about following this can just get like a brief cliff notes of what's going on?
Yeah, check me out on Twitter under Bitcoin Ben. Watch out. There's a lot of other people that pretend with like my graphics and everything. Make sure it's under me. I have 20,000 followers, I think. And I'm on YouTube, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, under Bitcoin Ben. And,
Facebook hasn't banned you yet. That's surprising.
Well,
I'm on a 26-day remaining.
Once they find out he's on a mask-free tour, it's over.
Well, it's all in how you structure. See, I actually advertise with Facebook about $20 a year, and that contract in which you sign gives you the ability, if they ban you, you've actually paid for a product and service. So that, in their legal structure, actually gives me rights that the average person doesn't. Like with YouTube, I actually pay $9.95 a month, so I'm a member. Under membership laws, they cannot ban me.
That's an interesting approach.
It is. I've advertised with Facebook. I wonder whether or not I should look into this.
And you've been taken down. Right?
I'm currently banned right now, yes.
And this is under the name that actually donated, but provided money to them. Interesting.
Yeah, the same account and everything. Yeah. That's something to look into, because you're not wrong. I did pay them for a service.
That's interesting.
And now I have no access to said service because they don't like the way that I phrase things.
Bitcoin Ben, I want to invite you to feel free to check in with us throughout the tour. If something interesting happens, you got a cool story to tell or whatever, you want to get out, you know, something out on the radio about what goes on the road, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. I think after Jersey, we have to swing over to New Hampshire.
Looking forward to it. Keep in touch.
Absolutely. Let us know when you come here to New Hampshire. We'll take you out to one of the many, many crypto places, many of the places here that accept crypto.
Absolutely, brother.
All right. Well, good luck on the tour, Ben. I hope everything works out. I got to tell you, I'm a bit worried about what you may face out there in California.
Well, he's not worried, so he's going.
But
it's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
So that's the story of Bitcoin Ben. You can find him, just look up Bitcoin Ben on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all of those places. He also mentioned he's on Amazon.
BitcoinBen.io.
And BitcoinBen.io. You can probably find links to his social media there to verify that you're actually linking to the right Bitcoin Ben and not some imposter. 855-450-3733. When we get back, your coronavirus test is positive. But maybe it shouldn't be.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Final debate preparations taking place for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Two reports out from the Trump campaign, one of them saying that Biden was wanting 30-minute breaks into the debate, the other that a third party would check both candidates for an earpiece. Biden campaign manager Kate Bedingfield saying neither story is true.
It is completely absurd. Of course, he is not wearing an earpiece, and we never asked for breaks.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes deeply Amy Coney Barrett should be the next Supreme Court Justice.
President Trump has nominated exactly the kind of outstanding person whom the American people deserve to have on their highest court.
The Kentucky Republican saying Barrett's record should be the barometer on what she's judged. You're listening to USA Radio News. A scary situation for law enforcement agencies across the country on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was spotted without a mask at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Friday, despite having called in June for the FAA to adopt mandatory mask mandates at airports, on airplanes, and on public transportation due to coronavirus. Feinstein was heading back to the Bay Area on a private plane. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show where your input actually has a voice, 855-450-3733. I want to thank everyone for not watching the presidential debates because you're instead listening to us. Don't waste your time with that nonsense. Although, I can't wait for the clips. I cannot wait for the awesome collection of gaps from both of these senile lunatics trying to have an actual... hopefully intellectual conversation, but let's be real, it's going to be glorious.
I'm very interested to see how it turns out. In fact, if I were heading the show up tonight, I might just randomly tune into it just to see what they're talking about at that moment.
That's a good suggestion. Yeah. That's a good way of saying I should be doing that.
Awesome. I'm not saying that you should be doing that, because like there's all kinds of interesting things to talk about, and the odds are if you randomly tune into it, it's still going to be boring debate. But you know, that's why the highlights reels are the most important, because then you'll get to see the best of the best, or the worst of the worst, as the case may be.
I want the worst of the worst. I want to hear Trump arguing about how wet the water is, and hear Biden talking about kids stroking his leg hair under that water. I want the bloodbath that I was promised when they told me that the presidential candidates were President Trump and Joe Biden.
But where's Joe Jorgensen?
You know, if Biden was to ever have a stroke, it would be this evening. They're going to jack him up with so much, you know, coke.
That's exactly what I said earlier.
That was also the drug
I guess they would be giving him to make him at least somewhat lucid for the next few hours.
There might be a coke issue, actually, the way he touches his nose a lot. Some people are starting to pick up on that.
I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to the guy.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Tom from New Hampshire calling. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, one of the effects of the current coronavirus pandemic is a shortage of coins around. You see signs in a lot of stores asking if you have exact change, please pay that way and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But retailers who listen to Free Talk Live are going to get a brilliant idea, and that is if the bank is running short on quarters, then ask them to order boxes of half dollars. They come $500 to a box. And then instead of giving somebody three quarters in their change, you give them a half dollar coin and a quarter. And now you've helped alleviate the coin shortage because the Federal Reserve banks have all these half dollars that nobody's ordering.
And how do you know that they have a surplus of half dollars laying around?
Because they, I've been known to get boxes of half dollars and pick through them back when I had a lot of time and not a lot of money and find
silver ones
out of there. So, and also, you know, when you open a roll of half dollars, if you're doing this, look for the ones that anything 1970 or earlier that stand out because they're part silver or 90% silver if they're 1964 and earlier. The other thing about the
how many rolls would you have to go through to find one of those?
Oh, it varies from one box to another, but sometimes there'd be none. Sometimes I make a few bucks. But the other thing about the pandemic.
That's tough work,
is,
man.
Well, you're listening to Free Talk Live while you're doing
it. Yeah, I guess it's better than standing outside, directing traffic.
Now, Tom, do you really believe that the coin shortage is because of the coronavirus? You know, I've heard it's because
what?
Of the
coin shortage.
I've heard about this.
I've heard about it, but I have not seen it. I work at a place where we handle money all the time. There is no coin shortage.
It depends on which bank you bank with. I talked to one of my convenience store guy.
It depends on where you are.
My convenience store guy up where I'm at, he says he used to get like $1,000 of coins a day, and now he's down to like 100.
He would need $1,000 worth of coins a day.
Wait, he's getting that many from the bank?
Yeah.
He's exaggerating that number.
It's possible. Maybe it was a week. But I know the bank that he was dealing with.
I'd be surprised if he got that many in a month, man.
It was sometime
can I point something out here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're going to need food in November. It's not a matter of whether or whether some disaster is going to happen. Chances are you're going to need food and toilet paper and other stuff in November. So, you know, there's nothing, it's not like just in case of some terrible disaster that you need to stock up. Now, you might as well stock up now, gradually, while there's plenty of stuff on the supermarket shelves. What I liked, by the way, a package of store brand, 20 rolls of toilet paper individually wrapped. Because it's convenient to stack those if you're preparing.
How did we go from coin shortage to stacking toilet paper?
Well, food shortage. That's the next.
Joe Biden, is that you?
But no, you should have been. I highly recommend what you're saying, Tom, to all the folks out there to start and not toilet paper.
I don't recommend
a couple
it.
Of rolls, but if, food. Yes,
if they
food.
Didn't pay attention when all of these shelves emptied at the start of this. Then they're on their own now. I'm not going to suggest that they pay attention to what happened at
the
outbreak of this.
But I don't want them coming to my house. I'd rather them be prepared, at least for November.
But I mean, we also proved that the economic infrastructure of the United States can't support everyone preparing.
And why November, Tom? Is that because that's the due date, the election date?
No, I'm just saying you're going to need, your family's going to need these things. And what I liked about what I was just talking about there is you stack packages like that, and if there's a disaster, if there's a shortage, and if Aunt Nellie runs out, then these are individually wrapped. You can give her three rolls, like was happening a lot of going on back in March and back in April when there was a shortage on the grocer's shelves of toilet paper.
It's still hard to find. I mean, it's by no means back to where it was previously. There's still fairly high demand for these products.
I haven't been in a grocery store in 4 months.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm actually and unlike you two guys, I like to shop.
I like to shop as well.
So
I hate.
Yeah, but
I
shop around. I'll go to three or four grocery stores.
And find the one that's 3 cents cheaper here.
Exactly.
You'll spend 4 hours to save 5 cents. Tom, thank you so much for the call. I would recommend. I mean, I. there was an initial period at the outbreak of this where I ran out of Cottonelle wipes, but yeah. Now Amazon delivers them to me like regularly, and I'm just not seeing a shortage.
Yeah, one of you guys, you're my favorite customers.
Yeah.
Dog food and toilet paper.
I don't get
and paper towels.
I don't get my cat food delivered, but that's because at the outbreak of this, I was like, okay, this might be serious. I'm going to need something to feed my cat. So I bought like 600 or 700 pounds of cat food.
And what about litter? That's what I went to town on.
I hope you're not keeping it in the basement.
No. If push comes to shove, they can use dirt.
Yeah.
So that's not a priority, but I don't want them eating my fingers, and I don't want them starving.
Or each other.
Yeah.
So first thing, okay, buy a bunch of cat food. So I don't need to get that delivered from Amazon. Amazon does deliver my kitty litter, though, so there's that.
Yeah, that's so heavy.
Yeah.
Breaking my heart.
Sorry.
My arms.
But you can't beat that subscribe and save with Amazon, man. The more stuff you order, the more discounts you get.
They cut you a discount?
Yeah, I get 15% off all of it.
It's still not as good as Purse.
No, I would agree. But
that's pretty good, though.
I don't think I can get all the delivery through Purse.
Probably not.
Unfortunate. So, Conan, you got this story about coronavirus tests. What did you say these tests are called? What was the terminology?
This
PCR.
This is the PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction test. This is basically what they've been using since day one.
This is the one that tests whether you have it actively or have had it and have the antibodies.
Both. It is looking for that RNA molecule that they say is coronavirus.
Okay.
And basically, we've talked about this before, and I've been saying this forever and ever. The PCR test isn't new. It's been around since the early 90s. It was created by a guy. It was invented by a guy named Kerry Mullis, who has never had much good things to say about it being used to test for viruses.
Hmm. Well, did they find it in, like, banana peppers and sheep and stuff?
Papaya and a goat.
Is that what it was?
In one of these African countries. And so the president was like, look, we just tested it. Positive. Papaya, goat. We're not taking your stupid test anymore. Take that, Bill Gates. This should seriously be looked at, the false positives that come from this test, because, I mean, they're creating policy and regulation based on these stupid tests that are going through the roof right now. Hospitalizations, deaths, non-existent. The tests, though, this needs to be looked at seriously.
855-450-3733. What do you think? Do you agree with Conan? 855-450-FREE.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you in the studio, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cody.
And we were going to get into the story about the coronavirus testing, but I'm not sure how much there really is to cover in that. Because, I mean, we've all seen the stories about the papaya and the goat, even though I thought it was like a banana, pepper, and a sheep or something, because I don't pay attention to what exact fruit had COVID-19. But other things are happening here in the world. Evidently, New York City has decided that they're going to implement mask patrols. Well, there are also, you know, some of these city councils, as I've been saying for weeks, you can't trust the city councils to actually defund the police or disarm the police or demilitarize the police. We have city councils now that are backpedaling. Like, well, we promised
Minneapolis specifically.
That's Minneapolis is the one. Yeah, that's
the one that promised.
That's where George Floyd died.
Yeah, the one that said they were going to defund the police. That one.
Yeah, and of course,
because not very many of them have said such dramatic things.
And to the surprise of absolutely no one sitting in this room, they're now backpedaling on that. But you mentioned the story about masks in New York City and a mask patrol.
I did.
Is this a new branch of the police department? Are they opening up a new task force?
So there's a name for this.
And how would you like to be that officer who joined the police to help people and make the world a better place? And now you're going. Your job is to go around and fine people for not wearing masks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would be really disappointed if I actually thought I was going to get into policing to catch real criminals and then I was being told to enforce a dress code.
I would agree. But before we get into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Eamon calling from New Jersey. Eamon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I had a couple questions. Well, first off, the reason why I found this was because I saw the crazy news headlines about your run for county sheriff, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Awesome. Thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah. But, so I've had a lot of anarchist views for a while now. I was a big fan of Stefan Molyneux before I found out that he was kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, he went a bit right wing, didn't he?
Didn't he kind of go racist?
There was all this weird stuff about him, how like his wife was like a therapist or whatever and got fired and lost her therapy license because they were basically telling all these people to abandon their families.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a question about I just like you guys, I believe that the government's evil and that using force to force things is wrong and all that, but What do you do in a situation like with the environment, and like what if there's like one company that's like polluting a river or whatever?
You mean like the government did?
Yeah. But what is the, because that I feel like is one of the very few legitimate roles that government can do, even though they, like you said, they mess it up themselves.
Well, I think that's a valid point. I mean, it's not like the presence of government has really done anything to lower the pollution. I mean, the government has polluted limitlessly, probably more than anyone else.
Especially the military.
Well, now, yeah, the military is a huge polluter. But also, remember the big oil spill that happened in the Gulf of Mexico, like, I don't know, a decade or so ago?
The one that vanished inexplicably?
Oh, no, it wasn't inexplicable. I don't think
it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But I mean, it
one of them, they were like, this is going to take us years to clean up, and then it was just gone.
Well, nature does have a way of kind of taking care of itself.
Yeah, because there's oil spills going on all over the globe right now, and they're just getting sucked up by the environment.
The point I was going to make, though, about that was that if I recall correctly, I believe the liability of the corporation in that case was it Exxon? BP. It was BP.
South Park did an episode about that. It was BP.
Because Exxon was the Valdez up in Alaska two or three decades ago, and then this one was BP. Anyway, their liability was limited to like $75 million or $76 million for the cleanup efforts, and the rest of it was picked up by, I believe, taxpayers. So
I'm not surprised about that.
So government actually protected the polluter in this particular case. So the whole idea that government is somehow going to become all of a sudden responsible and accountable to the average person as opposed to mega corporations is pure fantasy, in my opinion.
All right. Well, another little qualm I have too is what should like the government's role be in like when somebody like excessively breeds animals or something like that? Because I personally work for an animal shelter,
mm-hmm.
And like that is a real problem that people.
So like a crazy cat lady with 300 cats in her house, and there's cat S everywhere, or a dog person with 100 dogs just going to the bathroom all over the place and living in filth, that kind of thing.
Well, or like a commercial breeder.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, as long as people are doing business with them, I mean, that would be the way to snip that in the bud right real quick, is to stop doing business with puppy mills. But I mean, as long as people are still willing to do it and actually go and get, in some instances, crap animals who have been, bred, interbred, mm-hmm. and have been living in filthy conditions. But I mean, some people are willing to do it.
I would agree. I'm against, I'm against pollution. I'm against destroying our environment. I'm against excessive breeding, as you put it. But I don't believe that the way to solve any of these problems is to put a gun to people's heads. I want to reason with them, and I want to reason with the people who would otherwise support these things, who would otherwise support government pollution, or who would otherwise support government mandates against pollution and government mandates against puppy breeding or whatever. I would try to reason with them, present them a rational argument, not put a gun to their head. So
okay,
even
but,
no, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, go ahead.
But you go first.
No, I just thought you were done. Go ahead.
Oh, but like one of the problems though is that a lot of those people, because I personally dealt with them before, they don't really think. Like, there's a lot of really insane people, especially in the animal world.
I agree with that.
People will just do it because they can make money on it, and it's easy.
Well, we have to keep them from making money on it then by reasoning with their customers and be like, hey, don't buy your puppy from this guy. They're badly treated. Buy them from this other person where they're not badly treated.
People will make choices that we don't agree with in the marketplace, and some of those choices can be frustrating and difficult and annoying or whatever, but ultimately, if we value our freedom to choose, we have to allow them the freedom to choose, don't you think?
All right, well, let's change it up. So, all right, so you have someone who beats their animals. Or they have their dog chained to their porch forever. That's been there for its whole life, and it's just all, you know, mangy and falling apart.
I would unleash the dog and set it free, or
well,
take it.
You'd be violating his property.
I don't
care. But if other, but then again, but if that were to happen, Conan, the question is, what sort of justice system would exist?
That's where I was going with
where
this.
The people who are looking at the case would side with the dog abuser. Because if the people in that community would side with the dog abuser, I'm living in the wrong place. I don't want to be living
in that place. I don't think you're going to find that community.
Well, that's why it's not a problem to go and rescue the dog. If this dog's been being beat and whatever's being whipped in the front yard, starved to death, you go and you rescue it, you take the dog, and the dude sees you do it, he knows it was you, he brings a case against you, says, that's my dog, you give it back or whatever, and you're like, what dog? I don't have it anymore. And then he's like, you owe me thousands of dollars because I put money into that dog. Somebody has to decide that case,
all right,
whether it be a panel of neighbors, as we currently supposedly have now with the jury system, or whether it be some sort of professional arbitrator. The question is, would that person decide in the favor of the abuser when you have, you know, video of him whipping the dog in the backyard or whatever testimony from other neighbors? You know, how are they going to decide on that? Because I would hope they would decide with the person who rescued the
dog. All right, let's move it up to the next.
I didn't think most people would.
Let's take it to the next level. What if it's a kid? What if it's a child?
Same thing I would think would happen there. If that kid was like, that my dad was beating me, I don't want to be with him anymore, well, then you can at least have a kid testify on the side of the rescuer in that case.
Yeah, well, Eamon, thank you so much for the thought-provoking conversation. It excellently put, by the way, about how to handle this in a free market system, because you're right. Would I be trespassing? Would I be aggressing against this guy, taking his property by kidnapping his dog? First of all, I reject the notion of animals being property in the first place, but I would be trespassing onto his property to set this dog free that he considered to be his property.
And you'd be taking a risk, too. He might shoot at you.
I might shoot back, too.
Mm-hmm.
He might not get a chance to shoot at me, because if I see him attacking his dog, he might get shot first.
Mm.
But not really, because that's a bit excessive for a crime like that. 855-450-3733. Excellent point.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.